أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. ألف لام ميم. This is the book wherein there is no doubt. Guidance for those who fear Allah, those who believe in the unseen, establish regular salah, and they spend out of that what we provide for them. And those who believe in the revelation sent down to you, and the revelation sent before you, and they have an assurance of the hereafter, they are upon true guidance from their Rabb, and they are the ones that will prosper. In Surah Fatiha, we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And when we say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, we can translate it as show us the path, but just translating it as show us the path is insufficient. To capture the full meaning of hidayat, one is to show, and the other is not only to show, but to take us and see that we reach on the right path with ease. The one word that will explain this is escort us. You can imagine a dignitary that is going, and he's been escorted from all sides. So he's brought right to his destination with safety. Any hurdles on the path are removed, and he has great confidence and assurance that this is the path that I need to tread upon. So this is the type of hidayat that we need. Allah Ta'ala's escort from all sides, from the front, from behind, from the right, from the left. We are escorted from all sides and brought eventually to our goal, that is Jannat. So this is the type of hidayat that we are begging for. Then when we talk about the straight path, then Allah Ta'ala explains what is the straight path all about. Because in the world, to work out and to be able to distinguish the right from the wrong is not an easy matter. So Allah Ta'ala says, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those on whom we have bestowed our grace, not of those on whom is our wrath, and nor of those who have strayed away. So in brief, in this one verse, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us that there's going to be three categories of people. One, on whom is the grace of Allah Ta'ala. The second is those on whom is the wrath and the curse of Allah. And the third is those who have strayed away. So you will get a favored class, and you will get a class upon whom is the wrath and those who have strayed away. The one that is cursed, and who's incurred the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, mainly are those people who challenge the word of Allah. Then as a person challenges the word of Allah Ta'ala, he gets into doubts, into confusion, and he will confuse others as well. So when that person is challenging, then he doesn't want to be proven wrong. And when he doesn't want to be proven wrong, he will do anything to defend himself. like we have the evolution theory, etc. So a person has taken one side. When he's taken that side, now he doesn't want to be proved wrong. So he will do anything to prove his innocence, to prove that he is right. Now, in so doing, obviously, he's going to heap up any type of evidence and any type of proof, not realizing that he's putting himself deeper into a problem. So this is the one class that has incurred the wrath and the anger of Allah Ta'ala. And the other class that has gone astray is who strayed away from the truth on account of their temptations. Their temptations had misled them. If Allah Ta'ala had said, be honest, and then the temptations had the better over them, they felt that if we're going to be a little dishonest, then we'll make a little bit more than others. So let us go on the path of dishonesty. Hence, they had strayed away from the right and gone on to the wrong. So these are the two basic classes that will be the classes that will be the leaders of evil, and all others will follow the same classes, whether they are challenging the truth or whether they have strayed away from the truth. But nonetheless, in all this commotion, in all this confusion, there's going to be a people who's going to be blessed by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Now, we ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us amongst this group here. So we learn two things. One is this, that there is going to be a group, we'll have to find that group that has been blessed with the bounty and with the grace of Allah Ta'ala. And the second thing that we understand, the path of those that have been blessed is not a path of loneliness. Rather, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim minan nabiyyin was-siddiqin. It is the path of the Anbiya, Malaika, the Siddiqeen, the Awliya, the martyrs and the righteous. So you're not going to feel that you are lonely in this path. There's so many people that are going to accompany you on this path here. It's going to be of comfort to you. You will find a beautiful companionship. You will find of those people that are threading this path. The only problem is that you will have to find this path. You will have to find that group that has been blessed with the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So in this Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala shows this favored path, path of those that are favored. This are their description. This is how you're going to search for them. Hudal lil muttaqeen. This is a guidance for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. When we say ittiqa and muttaqeen, we translate it as fear, or we could translate it as the one that resists. So what does he resist? So there's three levels of resistance. The one primary level, entry level of resistance, is he resists kufr and disbelief. Anything that amounts to disbelief and kufr, being unloyal to Allah Ta'ala, then he resists this. This is the primary level. But obviously we are not content, we're not comfortable with just a primary level. We'll want a better level. We come to the earth, so we just don't want to be living anyhow and anyway in an informal settlement or in a rented apartment. We want something decent, something comfortable, something cooling and comfortable to our minds and to our hearts. So then the second level of resistance will be of those people who resist any wrong, any sin. They don't look at it whether it is a small wrong or it is a big wrong. They resist all type of wrongs. They look into an equation like this, that this wrong is amounting to the wrong and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, irrespective whether it is small or big. But who are we disobeying? So they understand it in this manner. So this is the second level, and this is the better level of the muttaqi. And then the highest level of the muttaqi is that muttaqi who resists himself from anything that will distract him from Allah Ta'ala. Like you hear the hadith of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, when that bird had distracted him from Allah Ta'ala, then he is prepared to give that away, no longer keep it in his custody, that this is the thing that distracted me. So So when he distracted me, then I don't wish to keep this. It distracted my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. It interrupted my connection with Allah Ta'ala, so I don't need to keep this any longer. So this is the higher level. للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, those who believe in the unseen. So if you are looking for that class that is chosen, you are looking for the class that is favored, then this is the guideline. Those who believe in the unseen. When we say belief, then belief has got three parts to it. The one is to believe in all that which Rasulullah ﷺ had brought. That's called belief. So disbelief will mean to reject anything that Rasulullah ﷺ has brought. And all that which Rasulullah ﷺ has brought, to believe in it is called belief. And to reject anything that Rasulullah ﷺ has brought is called disbelief. Number two, the second element in faith is this, iman. The requisite of iman is this, that we believe in all these articles of faith on the basis of the confidence that we have in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not because of our logic or reasoning, not because of any philosophical argument, but because of our deep confidence that he had received the word of Allah Ta'ala and he has passed it on to us. So with our deep confidence in the man himself, we believe in all that which is brought to us. Then number three, belief is not just understanding, because the Bani Israel also understood, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they recognize the truth. Belief is to accept the truth, not just to understand it, but to accept it, acknowledge it wholeheartedly. This is the third requisite and requirement in faith. And the fourth requirement in faith is, كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةِ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. That anything that amounts to disbelief, then we break away from it entirely. We show our disapproval and we show that we are not aligned to that in any manner. At the time of comfort and relaxation, to announce one's belief is quite easy. Or at a time where, a time or a place where iman and the works of iman are very common, at that time to show one's iman and allegiance is quite easy. At the time of Eid, to show one's allegiance to Islam is easy. At the time of Ramadan, or at the time of at some holy occasion, to show one's faith and allegiance is quite easy, because it's common, everybody is doing the same, and you're showing your allegiance. So at such a time, it is easy to show your allegiance. But to really show your allegiance at a time of crisis, now this is real faith. Imagine living in a community where everything is being celebrated. Christmas, New Year's, and all the confusion that goes, everything is being celebrated. At that time, to break away from all the wrong, that I've got nothing to do with you, I disapprove of this strongly. To say it within your heart that you disapprove, you break away physically, and where you can express your disapproval, you will express your disapproval that I got nothing to do with this, I hate these things, and I move away from this. Now this is the perfection of iman. Al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah. The ulama-i kiram say, Ibrahim alayhi salam had been bestowed with leadership in deen, with anbiya coming in his progeny, and with the aspect of leadership in deen because of this point, he broke away totally from his parents, from his family, from his community, only on the basis of the love of Allah Ta'ala, on the basis of his allegiance to Allah Ta'ala. He broke away from everything that was not in keeping with that allegiance. Though it was his own parents, his own household, his own community, but he broke away. So now this is the fourth element in faith. So in short, faith requires that we don't only understand, but we accept. Number two, we accept all the articles of faith that Nabi Sallam has brought. To reject any single article in the matters that Nabi Sallam has brought amounts to disbelief. Number three is this, that we break away from anything that amounts to the non-allegiance of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We break away wholeheartedly physically, and where we can show our disapproval, we will show our disapproval verbally as well. So this amounts to the perfection of faith. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. When we say غَيْب, we refer to those things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had spoken about that we didn't see. He spoke about him having an encounter with Jibreel alayhi salam and wahi revelation. On the basis of his telling us, we believe that this happened. He had that encounter with the unseen, and he had that encounter with inspiration and revelation. He spoke about Jannat and Jahannam. We haven't seen it, we believe. He spoke about the Akhirat, so we believe in Akhirat, though we haven't seen it. He speaks about the Lower Mahfuz and Taqdeer, but we haven't seen all these things. Well, we will believe in all these things, though we haven't seen it. So this is called Ghaib. In all those elements and all those details Nabi has spoken about, those though our eyes have not perceived the same. So this is the perfection of faith. Now you are looking for that person that is favored, then look with these criteria and with these gauges, you must look for that person that is favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then hold on to that person. And you will resist those people that challenge Allah Ta'ala in any way. Challenge the Hadith, challenge the Quran, challenge the righteous people that are righteous, just move away, because this will add to your confusion and your doubts. Similarly, you will desist and you will move away from those people who are being led by temptation and lust. They have become victims of their lust and temptation, and wherever their temptation is going to drag them and pull them, they will move along in that direction. So these are the two classes that you will resist and you will protect yourself against. And the class that has been favored by Allah Ta'ala, you will keep to their company. And then Allah Pak says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are the ones that will prosper. May Allah give us tawfiq.